IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, The Viewpoints. Here in the studio, I am with Brother Ali and Sheikh Agha Mohammadi, Islamic scholars and researchers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, brother. Thanks for inviting me to this show.
Democratic countries, we see so much governments all around the country, all around the globe, and most of them are having some of them their own difficulties these days. They say that they have the support of people, but today, this is the question. And also we have some governments, some religious or Islamic governments all around the globe. Both claim that they're having their people support. They have, you know, people all around them. Here today, we're going to discuss these ideas. So I would like to ask my question from Brother Ali. Is this... You know, can you define the differences between these two types of governments and which one has the right claim?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. To define these two types of governing system, I think it's not possible in this
period of
time. And to even talk about the characteristics of any of these two different systems of government. But we can just tackle and just look, a brief look at these two systems of government in brief. Democracy is a kind of government that actually takes its legitimacy from the people and from the votes of the people.
They claim that.
Yeah. So people actually are coming in the scene and they are selecting a group of people and they vote them and they select them as their leaders. And they are actually obliging themselves to obey those they have selected and elected through elections. In an Islamic governing system, which is different, which is essentially different with this system, we believe that the government and this governing system has been taken from religion, from Islam. It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the creator that knows what kind of plan and programs are needed for these creatures, for his creatures on the scene of the earth. So one of the sources of, let's say, the source of legitimacy of the governing system in democracy is people. But what is it in Islamic government? It comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it mean that people have no vote, have no say in Islamic governing system? Definitely, people have their own place. The rights of the people, the votes of the people are seen in Islamic system. It doesn't mean that they are not going to be seen. The voices of the people are heard and seen quite clearly. But the legitimacy of it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that in the issue of legitimacy, there are some issues. The legitimacy of democracies is still under question. For example, are people... are people able to write a program, a plan, I don't know, a comprehensive governing system for themselves while still they have some issues in understanding some of the basics? For a second, suppose that the people have selected and elected a group of, let's say, statesmen and a group of leaders for themselves. But what if we see that there are some conflicts in top with Allah's will or with Allah's orders and Allah's rules and obligations? So what is going to be the, how can we digest this then? But in the Islamic system, these are the people who come towards Imam or the leader of the society and actually welcome him and accept him as their Imam. I mean, look, people are selecting whom? Those who have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, we have seen lots of prophets in the history, but the prophets, without the help and support of people, did not make any government. Let's look at Imam Ali alayhi salam's government. He was appointed, I mean, from the viewpoint of legitimacy, he was legitimated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the Imam and the successor of the Holy Prophet. But when people came and invited him to become the leader of the society, he finds his acceptability from the side of the people, not legitimacy. Legitimacy, or what we call it, mashru'iyah, comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm. So it means both are seen here in Islamic system. That is, in an Islamic system, we have the votes, the ideas, the views of the people parallel to the views and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the basic crises that actually exists in the system of democracy is the issue of legitimacy. Its legitimacy is under question.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, with one simple example, I just want to invite my respected brother to shed some light on that. We see that, for example, a group of people, let's say 70, 50, 80, I don't know, percent of the people come and vote for their administration. Then how about the votes of the others? Let's say the other 30% who did not attend the elections. Mm. What I mean, are their votes are going to be seen or they are ignored? Suppose that in an election, as we see in the modern countries, that we see even the rate of participation in the elections goes to, for example, 40 or 50%. So then how about the rights of the others, other 60 or 50% who have not yet voted and who have not yet participated? So that's why we say that there is a problem or crisis inside this system of government in democracy. We don't want to say that democracy is against Islam, but we can perfect democracy with the system that we have introduced with an Islamic system. Mm-hmm. That is, in Islamic system, the votes of the people, the rights of the people are seen and valued 100%, not 70, 30, or 50%. 100%. And at the same time, the will of Allah is there.
So, okay, so we need to have both of them together. So I would like to ask your comments on this question. And what do you think?
As you said, talking about democracy, my brother very well elaborated that. Democracy means that people have right to decide for themselves. If you consider that definition, so we see that democracy and any other ruling is considering the issue of rights over about imposing somebody's will over others. So if it is so, the question is that who is going to give rights to people? You know, when you look at the Western and secular democracy, you ask them that when you're talking about the rights, that people have right to choose, people have right to decide, people have these rights that are the foundation, the cornerstone for democracy, where this right is coming from? A simple question is that who said man has a right? So this is one of the fundamental philosophical questions for the law. They say what we have is social contract. So what you ask the question, what should demand me, what should impose it upon me as an individual to give up and to accept the demand which is coming from somebody as authority? They say because there is a social contract, people have agreed to live in such a system. Why? Because this way, most of your interests will be provided. If there is no system, then there will be chaos. In order to avoid it, to get the maximum happiness for maximum of people, then we will write a social contract. But underground, what happens is that the moment you have the money in your pocket and I have the gun in my hand, who is going to stop me from looting you? Nothing. So the problem is that when we are talking about the secular rights, that is, I said, the rights which are the foundation for democracy, when we are talking about rights when we give rights to human, to people, without being connected to another source, this has no authority in itself. Mm. So the moment that they need, they can bypass the rights of others. Because when they talk about social contract, it's the value system that believes in the social Darwinism. Mm. In social Darwinism, what they say is that there is a pyramid. And anyone who is at the top of the pyramid has a right to do whatever they wish and will. You see, recently when this the storm of Al-Aqsa started in Palestine against Israel, what happened that Israelis declared that we are killing Palestinians because they are not human. They look like humans. They are animals. Mm. So you see that when it comes to the rights, what about the rights of people in Palestine? They have no right. Why? Because now it's my right. When it comes to my, as Israeli, we have power. We are at the top of the pyramid. So no right for the others. In order to dismiss them from the rights, they dismiss them from humanity. They say they are animals.
Yeah, we also can so see
this
that.
So this is the problem with the system of rights, which is disconnected from another source. But in Islamic democracy, so we have different types of democracy. The one of them, if we accept it, and we call it Islamic democracy, it's a democracy. It's the right for people that this right is given to people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it means that this is a gifted right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, لَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ We have considered man dignitary. We have dignified man. We gave them honor. And nobody has this right to take away the honor from them. So the right as a human being is given to man by Allah, and nobody has such a right to take it from others. So originally the right to rule over people is for Allah. And Allah has given it to specific individuals to rule in a specific way. This way, there is no way just to bypass the rights of people. Mm. So we believe in the human rights, which is based on religion and observing the rights of Allah there, the real rights of man will be provided. So philosophically speaking, about philosophy of law, we believe that if the democracy is going to be rooted in the rights of Allah and by the authority coming from Allah, that will be a real democracy. But the democracy which is based on social contract, those who have power in their hand, they are likely to change the social contract anytime that it suits them. Mm. So there is no guarantee. And this is what, when it comes on the ground, I mean, forget about the theory. When it comes on the ground, when you look at the democracies, look at America, why people talk about we are 99%, means that we are ignored. In this liberal system, which calls itself democracy, as Malcolm X, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, there is no democracy. It is all hypocrisy. Mm. So democracy, which is based on religion, we can prove that, and we're talking about it, it will be real democracy.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Well said. And this is all the time we have. Have a nice time. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in back next time. Bye-bye.
شفعة أنا لها.